Okay, a couple of questions regarding Rosh Hashanah. How about another taiva? Of course, we know that the minagari, Nusach Sfard, is to blow tkiyas in the tefillah balachash. And a very deep inyan, so let's try to explain a little bit, kifi arkenu, what that means. Secondly, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the soid of Chodesh Elul emerges from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hanoisim ayam darech, rabamayim azim nesiva, that Hashem makes pathways through the ocean. And what does that have to do with Chodesh Elul? And we find as well from Sefer Yetzirah that the mazel of Chodesh Elul, every Chodesh has a mazel, is the mazel of Besula. Another idea which we've worked with in the past regarding Purim are the mysterious words of the Ari HaKadosh, that the Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma is the secret of the letter Kuf. That Haman was hung on the letter Kuf. What that means for us, and what's the inyan of Chamishim Amma, and some other things as well. Of course we know, we have Bitachin going into Rosh Hashanah that Hashem will find Tzchus for us, and we'll be able to be Zeiche, to be written in the Sefer Chaim, and the Sifrin Shel Tzadikim. It's not just a chayik, it needs to be explained. There's a process which can be broken down and understood why it is that we have bitachon every single year that Hashem will be moitzi ka'ar mishpateinu. So let's try to explain that to some degree, mitz Hashem. Perhaps the two most important yesoidas which we bank on during these days, after all, we accumulate, hopefully not, a lot of chatayim throughout the year. How does that go away? So we come to the Sir La'azazel, and we take all of our averus and we throw it on, says the Medrash, and Esav takes it, Ezar takes it into the Midbar, and it doesn't belong to us. What type of an avoid is that? We could just take all of our garbage and just throw it to him and say, you know, Shalom Alai. So the Teretz is that there's a way to prove in Pnimius that really averus don't belong to us. The averus belong to the Satan. And why is that? Because there's a svara, and Reb Tzadok works with this in Sidkas HaTzadik and Simen Ben Gimel, that even though a Yid does an Aveira, he's really an Anus. Because Ritzayinu Lasas Ritzanecha, our Ratzon is to do Hashem's Ratzon. If we do Aveiras, it's because we're coerced, either by the Malchus Olam or our own Yitzharas, to do the Aveiras which we do. And therefore, a very important svara comes into play. The din of Oynes Rachmana Patre, that the Torah Pater is he who does an onis, and that's learnt out in Parshas Kiseitze, V'lana Ara Loisa Sedover, which is what we read in Chodesh Elul. But furthermore, we have a machlekes in Ksuvis, on Daphne and Aleph, between Avuah de Shmuel and Rava, Tchilasa ba'onis v'sofa ba'ratzon. If a person is Tchilasa ba'onis, in the beginning he's nanas, but then he's sofa ba'onis, v'sofa ba'ratzon, so what's the din? So Avuah de Shmuel says chayv. But Rava says Pater, why is that? Because although we see at the end that she, or the person who was involved, is misratze, seems to be enjoying and happy with what's going on. No, yetzer albisha. That's because in the beginning it was anus, but once the yetzer hara got a taste of the pleasure of the aveira, so it succumbed and now it enjoys. But that's called yetzer albisha. The yetzer hara is involved. So there's a way to prove, be'etzem, that for every aveira which we do, we can have a svara of onis achmana patre, and even tchilas haba ones, although it may be sofa beratzon, the halacha is indeed like Rava, sofo beratzon is pater. And there's another svara, and that's the svara which is called aveira lishma. That every aveira can be proved, that although we did the aveira, and we may have wanted to do the aveira, you know why we wanted to do the aveira? Because it was an aveira lishma. And we rely on these two yesodos when we get into the kishkas of every Jewish neshama, that we can either show that in the very primis of who we are, if we were wanted to do the Aveir, it's because we wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem with the Aveir, in which case, that's not a mazid, that's at best a shogeg. Or even more than that, on a different level, that even if we seem to be in Isratza, but look, it was Tchilos Ones, and only therefore Sofu Beratzon. And based on these two yesodos, we find Ptur through Aveiris, which we do. And this can be seen from the Sir Lashem and the Sir Lazazel. The Sir Lazazel, we take the Aveiris, like we said, we say, these don't belong to us, these belong to you. Because the svara of ones, the Mefarshim explain, is that, at least according to one side, is that it's not considered to be my ma'ase at all. It's the ma'ase of the ma'anes. So that's why we say at the Kaddish Baruch Hu, ki ein banu ma'asim. We don't have any ma'asim. Because ones achmad pacha means that we don't have any ma'asim. So who's the ba'al ma'ase? The ma'anes is. So that's the Yitzhahara. That's Eitzav. So we take it, we put it on the Seal HaZazel, and we say, this belongs to you. You're the one who did it. You're accountable for it. That's called the Seal HaZazel. But then there's also the Seir LaHashem. What's the Seir LaHashem? LaHashem means Lishma, that the Averis, which is called Seir, without getting into the penis of why that is, Ari has Kavanas on that, the Seir LaHashem represents the Averis Alishma. Those are the two aspects, the Seir LaHashem, the Seir LaHazazel, corresponding to Aver Lishma, and Ones Rachman HaPatri. We find smuchim to this inyan, and remazim as well. When we take a look at the Akedah and its relevance to Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, Avraham Avinu was told to do the Akedah, didn't want to do it. It says, by Yishlach es yado, he threw his hand to take the knife. And the first one said, why does he have to throw his hand? Why didn't he just pick it up? What does the Torah want to tell us? Because he knew that this was, it wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. And he was right, because Hashem said, "Atishlach yadcha lanar." So that's why he had to stick his hand. So why was he? He felt that it was not the right thing to do, but he did it anyways. That's called an avera lishma. But Yitzhak represents the fact that he was nenas. He also didn't want to. That's why we say, "Aninu kishani sala Avraham Avinu b'har Hamaria." How was Avraham answered on Har Hamaria? Take a look at the Marsha there. What feeling did he have? He didn't want to do it. That's the pshat. But he wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. But he didn't think that it was the right thing to do. But he was going to do it anyways. And Hashem answered him, said he didn't have to shech Yitzhak. And Yitzhak too. What was Yitzhak davening? He didn't want to be shechted. He wanted to live a life of Kiddush, not die on Kiddush Hashem. And Hashem answered him too. And in the same way Hashem answered Avram, who did an Aveir Lishma, and Yitzhak, who is Nenas, that's going to be our S'chus, Aninu Hashem Aninu also. B'yom Adin. When we speak about Esther Hamalka, so, really, Haman had a very strong taina that Esther should be usher to Mordechai. The Gemara makes a very puzzling statement, that Esther would go to Achashverosh, and then she would fall into the lap of Mordechai. Well, how was she allowed to come to Mordechai? Are you going to tell me that she was netnas? But this was going on for a very long time. She seemed to have been misratzed with this. So what's the heter for Esther to go to Mordechai? But the pshat is because, without getting into the specifics of the sugya, because even in the Gemara Ksuvah and Daf Aleph, it works with Esther, Rashi's Mahalach, and the Kashan Rashi as it pertains to Esther, and Rabbeinu Hananel's Mahalach, Al Kapanim, what comes out is that Esther was surely Nanas at the beginning. But although this is going on for many years, Kai Malon, that Tchilasaba Ones Vesofa Baratzen, that Kol Zman she was in the house of Achashverosh, she was, that even if she may have been Sofa Baratzen, that since it was Tchilas Ba'ones, therefore Esther is going to be Pater. And even though she says, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that when she goes into Achashverosh, that time, which the Megillah tells us, and Chazal Darshan, Kasher Avadati Avadati, this time I'm going to be Aser to Mordechai, because I'm doing it Beratzon, and really, Al Pidam Arik and Shosh Kufsa Meches, there's a Sfar to say that she should be Aser, even though she's doing it Laman Hatzalas Yisrael. The Maisa we say about Esther, Tchilas Ba'ones, Sofa Baratzon, or perhaps even Gdoila Tshuva, Shadoy Chileza Sashibatoira, Gdoila Tshuva Gmatria Esra Malka, but Al Kapanim, without getting into the specifics, we're relying on Tchiloso, Ba'ones, Sofa Baratzon. Esther was allowed to go back to Mordechai because Esther is Nenas. V'la Nara Leisasidavar, you can't do anything to Esther. And from there is Nitzmach, Yeshua Sisra. So with Derech Remez, we can explain some of the things which we have mentioned before. Esther, Nenas, what's the din by Ananusa? So the Torah tells us that the father has to be paid Chamishim Kesef. Chamishim Kesef is the knas that the Ma'anis has to pay to the father of the Nar. So this entire inyan is Merumas, what we had said before. One of the questions we asked was the Eitz Kavoya Chamishim Amah. What's the secret of the Kuf according to the Ari? And also, why is it Chamishim Amma? So the Teretz is, the reason why it's a Kuf is because if you take Eitz Kuf, it's the letters Tzaak. And it's made on Haman, who got hung on that. That Haman, you want to bring a taina that Esther's usher to Mordechai, and for that reason too, that the Jewish people should be usher to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we weren't faithful. Teret says, no, we were tzak the whole time. You may not have heard our tzaka. You may not have heard Esther's tzaka. But she was tzoik the entire time. And that's the eilus that the eitz comes to give. And that's why it's an eitz gavaya chamishim amah, because eitz is gematria kesef, Tosfos says in Meseches Megillah. So therefore, chamishim eitz is like saying chamishim kesef. So there's a din of chamishim kesef here, which is the knas that Haman Anis has to pay. And that's what Haman built. So Mamela, together we find the tzaka of the Nara Hamorasa, because she's nenas, together with chamishim kesef. And perhaps this is alluded to, which we say in the Megillah. We say, V'nishma piskam ha-melech b'chomalchusei ki rabahi. And over there, the Baal HaTorim says, Rabbi here is a reference to Rabba the Amora. But for our intents and purposes, we can say, no, this is a reference to Rabba the Amora. Rabba who says, T'chilasa ba'onis v'sofa baratzen is pater. That's V'nishma. That's what needs to be heard, that we're semich on that din. And that's why Esther, Zoshe Tevos, T'chilasa onis sofa ratzen. Zoshe Tevos Esther. There's a hint to this as well on the Leil HaSeder. Because in the Leil HaSeder, we say, V'hisha amdala v'seinu v'lanu. And the question all the Mepharshim we're dealing with, V'hi, what V'hi? What is amdala v'seinu v'lanu? So some say that V'hi is referring to the coast, and Hashem took a shvua, that's the V'hi. Some say it's Rashi Tevos, Vav is the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, the Heis Chamisha Chamshitara, the Yod is Aser Sidiros, and the Aleph is Hashem Echad. But for our drasha, we can say that it's referring to that which the Gemara mentioned in the sugi of Tchilas Sabaonis V'Sofa Baratzah, because one of the riots that the Gemara brings to Rava is a drasha that it says on V'hi Loin Nitpasa. V'chlal, that there's an instance that even if she would be Nitpas, she would be Mutter, and that's referring to when she was Nanas. Tchilas Sabaonis V'Sofa Baratzah. What's that dashin from? The word V'hi. So therefore here too, V'hi Sha'am Delav V'Sinev Elanu. That word V'hi, which teaches us Tchilasa Ba'onis V'Sofa Baratzah and his Pater, that's Amdalav Yisein Avalano. That in every generation they wanted to destroy us because we weren't faithful. L'cha Leisenu, and in fact Chazal say L'cha Leisenu Bimei Haman, especially Bimei Haman, but V'hish Amdalav Yisein Avalano. And that's what the Arba Kosas represent, which is why we hold up the Kos. You can even say that the Matzah represents Avera Lishma, which is why the Matzah has to be made Lishma. In fact, Matzah is the Lashon Matzah Meriva, which means to fight. A milchama, which is what Avera is. So Memela, Avera Lishma is like the Inyan of Matzah. And the Kosos is the Inyan of Ne'anas. The Ptur of Oynes Rachmana Patri. So Memela, if that's the case, we hold up the Kos, and we drink four Kosos. So if you take Arba Kos, it's Gematria Ones B'miluo. The Arba Kosos. And since it's Kosos Yayin Malay, so if you take the word Kos, and you make it male, you make a miloi, but you have four kosos, so you have to do it four times. So four times kos b'miloi is gematria v'lena'ara lo'isasa davar, which is the shayrish of the tour of Aron Yisrach Manapatre. And this is perhaps why Mordechai was always wearing sak va'efer, because efer is v'shetevais ones rachmana patre. He was alluding to this heter for Esther the entire time. Perhaps this is alluded to as well, and we take the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabba. We take the Hoshanas and we say, Hoshana Laman Chelakeinu Hoshana. So what's Hoshana Laman Chelakeinu Hoshana? Because these are the two Pturs which we have before. We cry out, Tza'aka, we say Hoshana, Tzayakim Hoshana, Hoshana. Because that's the Tza'aka of the Na'am HaMarasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which says Hoshana. We're crying out to the Baruch Hu, we're saying, save us. That we're being nanas, b'yadu masa'ilam. So Hishanas, can I get the tza'akar, the namu rasa, to say, ones rachmana patre. And laman chelekenu means that even all the averas which we do, they're laman chelekenu, we do them for you, they're averas lishma. So that's why Hishana is gematria yetzer albisha, which is the lashon of the Gemara in explaining why tchilasa one is sofi baratzan is pater. And laman chelekenu is gematria shogi, because when you do an avera lishma, it makes the Aver into a Shogeg, ki l'chola am b'shgaga, and that's why we have a Ptur. So perhaps that's why we say Hoshana Rabba, Because Rabba is a remez to Rava, who says Tchilas Baon is Sofer Baratzon is Pater. And he can even say B'derech Tzachas Haisha Na, because Na is a remez to Ksubis Taf Nun Aleph Na, which is where we find the Ptur of Ones Rachmana Pater. So perhaps we can explain with this as well why the Gemara says, Gemara asks, why do we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Rachmana Omer Tiku. What do you mean, why do we blow? The Torah says to blow. So perhaps what the Gemara means to say is like this. What is the tkiyas of the Torah? Tkiyah, true tkiyah. And everything comes from there. Tkiyah, true tkiyah. Tkiyah, says the Arizal, is a lesson of Biyah. Viniska, if a man falls from a roof and he lands on his Yavama, so the Gemara calls that Niska Biyavama. And that's certainly an ones, right? That's a biyabones. There's no greater ones than falling from a roof and falling onto a zivama. That's called niska, says the Ari. So you have tkiya, then you have trua, which is the lashon of ratzon, or truas melech bo, and then finally a tkiya. So what does that say? Tkiya means that it was tchilas ba'ones, because the zivama was nanas, or yavam fell from the roof, from the top of the roof, and fell onto her. That's called tkiya. True is ratzon, so that's called tchilas ba'ones v'sofa ba'ratzon. But what's the halacha? Do we follow the onis? Do we follow the ratzon? So it comes out tkiya. We follow the onis. Tchilasa baratzon, tchilasa baonis, besofa baratzon, tkiya chua, tkiya would follow the onis. Rachmana amr tiku? Rachmana is the same Rachmana who says, onis rachmana patre. Rachmana says patre. So Rachmana amr tiku is the same Rachmana which says, onis rachmana patre. So going back to our questions, why is it that we blow the tfila belachash? Tefillah Belachash, the Tkiyas Belachash in the Tefillah Belachash is because we're saying to the Ribbono Shalom that the Kol Shofar is the Tza'aka which we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're being Tzoik. We're saying to the Ribbono Shalom, hear our voice, Tza'aka Na'ara, without a Hey Na'ara, because that's the way the Torah writes it. Tza'aka Na'ara is Gematria Shofar. And Oynes Rachmana Patre is Gematria Kol HaShofar, without a Vav. And we're saying to Rosh Hashanah, listen to the call of our shofar. We're crying out to you. We're mamash anusim. Onis rachmana patre. You may not hear our voice. That's called tefillah balachash. But within the lachash, there's a kol de mamadaka, which we're shouting out to you. And we're saying we were nenas the whole time. Even though you can't hear our cries, like you couldn't hear the cries of Esther. We've been an onis the entire time. Tchila saba onis sofer beratzon. The halacha is like Rava, halacha is patre. And this is why as well, that we're Samech on, that we go to, says the Ari, the Kavan of Elul is Hanaisim b'yam darech b'mayim azim nesiva. Why that? Because to get through the Yam, these Yam of Averis, which is where we throw our Averis on in Rosh Hashanah, into the Yam, how are we going to go through the Yam of Averis? Who's going to take us through? What's going to take us through is these two Schosan, Aver Lishma, and the other one is Aynesach Manapatra, Keneged Hayisim b'yam darech b'mayim azim nesiva. That's how we're going to get through. And that's why it's Mazel Besula, because the whole sugya is to be Ma'anis and Ara Besula. The schos of Onis Achman Apache comes from that sugya. L'nara l'sasidah. So Mamela, that pasuk of the Ari, Ha'naisim v'yam darach. L'abamayim az nesiva is gematria, tchiloso, v'ones, v'soifai, v'ratzon.